Om Shanti. In today's Murli, 27 December, Baba is saying in the essence, sweet children, you are now at the most auspicious confluence age. While remaining here, you have to remember the new world and make your souls pure. Sweet children, you are now at the most auspicious confluence age. Whilst remaining here, you have to remember the new world and make your souls pure. And throughout the Murli, Baba is speaking, the key word is the most auspicious confluence age. Baba explains that in order to enjoy the most elevated confluence age, one need to follow Srimad, and that's the only way to become Sri elevated. And Baba also says elevated ones would definitely live in the elevated world, and for this I definitely have to remember the one who sends us to the new world, and only then I will become pure. Baba also says about the confluence age is the age of transformation, where Baba comes and makes us pure from impure. And we all know very well this happens through his knowledge and with the pilgrimage of remembrance. He also says that the confluence of the end of the devil world and the beginning of the deity world is now. These are the explanation which Baba gives. But the most important part is only when the Supreme Soul meets us, the souls. A meeting point is a beautiful, encouraging, enthusiastic, entertaining and powerful moments. For example, when there is a performance, we all the other day went for the cultural program, there were performance. And when one hand meet another, we clap. There is a sound. And why we applaud? There's two reasons. One is when the program is over, we applaud by saying that, hey, you have done a good job. Another thing is during the program, we clap to encourage them and to give them that enthusiasm. And also when we clap, we are being entertained ourselves. Is it not? So another example I would like to give is the clock. In the clock, there is the small hand and the big hand. When it meets together, right, it's 12. Likewise, this beautiful confluence age, it's like 11:55. And not even 11:50 because time is short. Maybe I can say 11:58. But that's why Baba says that while living in old hell, my intellect has to be connected to new heaven. The important part is the meeting of the Supreme Soul with soul. Supreme Soul comes far away and picked us through Father Brahma, even though we were searching for him. But definitely this alone is not a purification. I would like to share my experiences before Gyan. When I used to go to work, I'm basically from Singapore, but now I'm in New Zealand. I've been traveling all over the world. I've done everything. But I used to always sit in my favorite swing and used to contemplate, won't there be a world where there is only happiness? Why there is both happiness and sorrow? Why there is this friction, and which gives a lot of disturbance and pain? And within a week or so, I went for the 7-day course, and that is like a subtle meeting I had with Baba. But definitely the knowledge which we listen, which is very sensible, and we start following it, And initially, when you're in your childhood days, you're floating in joy and you stop devotion instantly. Everything happens, but still the purification doesn't take place. Again, in the Gita it has been said, I don't know to say in Sanskrit, but the meaning is, sacrifice your attachment with all bodily religions, relations, including your body, and surrender to me, and I will liberate you from all your sins. So it is now the most auspicious confluence age, where I need to surrender to Baba instantly and completely. Then Baba helps. It is like a friend, you know, when he helps me, when he or she helps me, I remember him more, is it not? So likewise, when I surrender myself completely to Baba, he helps me. And in this way, I'm able to remember him more by having all relationship with him. For this, I need to be honest with him. My intention should be pure and it should be selfless desire, not materialistic desires. For example, Baba did help me when I came very new to Gyan. I was impure, but still when I asked him and he helped me instantly. But at that moment, it's a very memorable one. He just gave me a bodiless state. But why he helps is for us to move forward in purification. So I have not attained that status yet. So that is like my aim. And so we do have different impressions on how Baba will help. So many of us, we have this feeling that, oh, Baba should help in my family, in my husband to come to Gyan, or, you know, many other things. But the only way to become pure is to have selfless desire. This is my personal experience. So there's another example I would like to say about the confluence age. One is by purifying, by connecting with Baba in knowledge and yoga, in balance. Another is like, there is a life play. When there is a life play, there are audience, there are actors behind the stage at the back. And first the hero, heroine comes to play, and then the comedian, the villain, and the play finishes and the audience applaud. Right? Audience only applaud when, according to whichever actor they come and play, and when the end of the play, there might be minimum actor on the stage. So the balance actors who are behind, they come in front and they bow down and the audience clap. So audience is like destruction, because we have come to play our part here and we have to return home. So audience is like the major destruction, the five elements, the evil spirits, the Third World War, everything. And when I play my part as a hero actor, then when the play finishes, I go without any repentance. Otherwise, there's a lot of repentance, or pain, or punishment. So we all have to return, but all will not be pure unless we practice or experience consistently by considering myself as a bodiless soul and remembering the Supreme Soul. Also, yesterday I did a homework on the word meeting. Meeting is where one or more come together. Why do they come together? To discuss issues, to improve communication, and to promote coordination, or to deal with any matters that are put on the agenda, and to help that job being done. So likewise, in the confluence age, as I told earlier, I was discussing with Baba, not even knowing, I used to pray to deities, but when I used to talk to him, I never had deities' faces also right in front of me. I know that he's up above. And so we were having a lot of conversation with him, no matter what religion we were. And then we started communicating with him, and that's how Baba pulls us to this knowledge. And so the second one is to improve communication. So now I have to communicate with him in the right way. The right way is that he has come through Father Brahma. And the more I communicate, the more I have clarity and purification start taking place, whereby I'm able to absorb his knowledge in a very rhythmic way, a melodious way. And next comes to promote coordination. That is like meeting with Bab Dada. One, Baba says that in the Murli today, one get refreshed, and also like promoting, that means refreshing others. So for this, I have to be consistently intoxicated in knowledge and yoga simultaneously. And in that way, I'm able to explain to my brothers whatever Baba has explained to me, the way he says. There is a status in purification. I can connect to Baba considering as a soul only when I do selfless service. The more I connect with him, he helps me and he guides me in service. And this is why Baba says, "Sweet children, you are now at the most auspicious confluence age. Whilst remaining here, you have to remember the new world and make your souls pure."